Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support.
O God of our many understandings, bless us with freedom from mere tolerance, replacing it with a genuine respect and warm embrace of our differences, remembering that every religion's God judges us by the way we care for the most vulnerable.
That's Bishop Gene Robinson Monday from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, giving a prayer at the beginning of a kickoff event for Barack Obama's inauguration. It was one of these pre-inauguration events that garnered a lot of press attention. Gene Robinson, of course, is no stranger to press attention. Before he gave this prayer, he was very clear. He was not going to be mentioning Jesus' name, although he is ostensibly a Christian minister. And he was not going to be praying to any God in particular, but the God of our many understandings. He says it was a God he met during his recovery from alcoholism in a 12-step program. A God of our many understandings frees you up to pray to any God and every God and exclude no one. We're going to be hearing this entire prayer, and I want your reaction. Audio open lines for the next 10 minutes of the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address this Wednesday, January the 21st, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. True to his promise in the press, Gene Robinson prayed to a God of our many understandings.
O God of our many understandings, we pray that you will bless us with tears. Tears for a world in which over a billion people exist on less than a dollar a day, where young women in many lands are beaten and raped for wanting an education, and thousands die daily from malnutrition, malaria, and AIDS. Bless this nation with anger, anger at discrimination at home and abroad, against refugees and immigrants, women, people of color, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. Bless us with discomfort at the easy, simplistic answers we've preferred to hear from our politicians instead of the truth about ourselves and our world, which we need to face if we are going to rise to the challenges of the future. Bless us with patience and the knowledge that none of what ails us will be fixed anytime soon, and the understanding that our new president is a human being, not a messiah. Bless us with humility, open to understanding that our own needs as a nation must always be balanced with those of the world.
Okay, so far, I found this, actually, except for the part about the God of our many understandings, an interesting prayer to begin with. I mean, usually it's bless us with prosperity and riches and keep us safe and peaceful. And he began in a way unexpectedly, and that's good. He got people's attention. Bless us with tears, with anger, with discomfort, and then with patience and humility. What do you think so far of Bishop Gene Robinson's prayer on Monday at the Lincoln Memorial at the Barack Obama concert? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address on this Wednesday, the 21st of January, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now remember, he's praying to a God of our many understandings. This is the big tent God, the big umbrella God. This is the all-inclusive God. This is the God generic. No specifics here, and he's clear that this is the kind of God he's addressing. A God that is your understanding, my understanding, not mutually exclusive, all included. What do you think of the prayer so far? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines.
Bless us with freedom from mere tolerance, replacing it with a genuine respect and warm embrace of our differences. And bless us with compassion and generosity, remembering that every religion's God judges us by the way we care for the most vulnerable. And God, we give you thanks for your child, Barack, as he assumes the office of President of the United States. Give him wisdom beyond his years. Inspire him with President Lincoln's reconciling leadership style, President Kennedy's ability to enlist our best efforts, and Dr. King's dream of a nation for all people.
All right, we'll get back to the rest of it in just a moment. 1-877-623-6943. Listening to a prayer given Monday by Bishop Gene Robinson at a kickoff event for the inaugural festivities. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. My ears perked up when he said, bless us with freedom from mere tolerance and a willing to embrace one another's differences. Now, I thought to myself, that sounds great, but isn't that a bit intolerant itself? We live in a country where tolerance should be the civil order of the day. Tolerance, rightly understood as, I disagree with you, perhaps even profoundly, but I respect your right to hold your viewpoint, your practice, whatever it may be, and I'm not going to kill you because of our differences. That's called tolerance. We tolerate the differences between us. Gene Robinson is calling for a world where tolerance is no longer necessary. The abolition of tolerance, if you will. Tolerance needs to be abolished and replaced with an embrace of our differences. Now, it's hard to see what would become of our differences if we embraced our differences. I, by definition, differ with someone. By definition, for me to embrace the difference between us would be to, I think, agree, if I'm not mistaken. So what do you think of what you've heard so far? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE.
Give him a quiet heart, for our ship of state needs a steady, calm captain. Give him stirring words. We will need to be inspired and motivated to make the personal and common sacrifices necessary to facing the challenges ahead. Make him colorblind, reminding him of his own words that under his leadership, there will be neither red nor blue states, but the United States. Help him remember his own oppression as a minority, drawing on that experience of discrimination, that he might seek to change the lives of those who are still its victims. Give him strength to find family time and privacy. And help him remember that even though he is president, a father only gets one shot at his daughter's childhoods. And please, God, keep him safe. We know we ask too much of our presidents, and we are asking far too much of this one. We implore you, O good and great God, to keep him safe. Hold him in the palm of your hand, that he might do the work we have called him to do, that he might find joy in this impossible calling, and that in the end, he might lead us as a nation to a place of integrity, prosperity, and peace. Amen.
All right, there's the prayer from Gene Robinson on Monday. What do you think of it? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's Andy in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Two thoughts, Todd. First of all, since he doesn't address this to any particular God, who does he expect is going to answer his prayer? Interesting petitions, but this is not a Christian bishop. Second point, he's an Episcopagan.
All right, thank you very much. Short and sweet, Andy, thank you very much. A to whom it may concern prayer. Not to any particular God, just to a God of whoever you want him to be. Kind of the God of your own imagination, or in his terms, the God of our many understandings. But what if the God of my understanding, and I'm sure that Gene Robinson wants to include the God of my understanding too, he wouldn't exclude me, you know. This is all about beyond tolerance, isn't it? What if the God of my understanding isn't good? What if the God of my understanding isn't great or merciful? Don in Kansas says, what do we say to a man like Gene Robinson? Jesus said it best. Whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:33. Gene Robinson is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and let all be aware of his poison. There are so many false prophets out there today, we can't even keep track of them. Thank you, Don in Kansas. Here's Janine in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi, Janine. Janine, hello.
Hello. I did not get to hear it when he said the prayer live, and I'm thankful for that. To me, I mean, when you start out to the God of all understandings, we're starting out straight with breaking the first commandment, which we all have problems with all the time.
Janine, thank you very much, and thanks for listening to South Carolina, the God of our many understandings. Well, yes, that's certainly the different God than the one who says, you shall have no other gods before me. It is a first commandment issue. Of course, everything is a first commandment issue. For a Christian minister opening his mouth, allegedly in prayer, to his God and my God and your God and everyone else's gods is, at the very outset, a flagrant violation, flying in the face of a disregard for the first commandment. If someone wants to say, look, we got to be all-inclusive when it comes to this God issue, really all-inclusive? All-inclusive? What if my God is not good but bad, not great but terrible, and not merciful but vengeful? You think Gene Robinson wants to be praying to that God? I don't think so. Even he has limits. Even the God of his own understandings. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Dinosaurs. Now, is there really any mystery?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular children's book, D is for Dinosaur.
Christians seem so puzzled about dinosaurs, but are they really that great a mystery? You know, if you know the Bible, they're not. Many Christians don't know what to say about dinosaurs, so they either let their children believe evolutionary ideas, or they try to avoid the subject totally. But the Bible has much to say about them. Consider this. God made all the land animals on day 6 along with Adam and Eve. There was no death of animals before sin. Therefore, dinosaurs were made on day 6 and lived with people. And each of all the land animal kinds were created on day 6 along with Adam and Eve. While representatives of all the land animals, including dinosaurs, were on the ark. These animals came off the ark. I believe that the behemoth described in Job 40 was a dinosaur that lived after the flood. You know, like lots and lots of animals, because of changing conditions after the flood, well, dinosaurs became extinct. You see, when you believe the Bible, dinosaurs aren't any mystery at all.
Many more mysteries surrounding dinosaurs are answered in our fascinating DVD, Dinosaurs and Dragons. It's the video we show in a theater inside our new Creation Museum. Requested by calling our nonprofit ministry, toll-free 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS and present a donation of any size. That's 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web, answersoffer.org.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.